he's putting the headphone. Oh, he must have seen what I did.
I saw what he did there.
Hit that record button and the pour.
Ooh.
Oh, put it back up there real quick.
Ah, we missed it.
Ah, damn. I turned it up a little bit louder. Hear that refrigerator picking up though.
That can get somebody fucked up.
I'm telling you. Take me another little shit.
Oh my gosh.
Oh yeah, no product placement. Y'all ain't paying.
I've been doing it wrong this whole time. I've been thinking juice was the key ingredient and really.
Nah, I've been using pop forever. Pepsi. Yeah.
Ah.
Remember, I told you my go-to was Jack Daniels and Pepsi.
Yeah.
You got cherry Pepsi even, so you got extra flavor.
Yeah, a little.
The sleeper has awakened.
Right. Fuck.
Doom.
That's some good shit.
Hell yeah. A short-ass movie this week. This is the shortest movie we've ever done.
Nah.
It is. I can't think of any that would be shorter than less than an hour. I don't think any of them.
I don't know either, for real. I'm trying to think of all the cartoons. Fox and the Hound was what, like 90 minutes, 80 minutes?
That might have been like hour 20 at most, hour 10. It was definitely more. It was over an hour because it felt like it.
I felt it in my bones.
Make sure both mics are on. Yes, they are. They're picking up. We sound good. PJ.
Yes.
I give you the honor of starting this shit off.
Theme music.
I hit the right button this time.
Hustle motherfucking.
What's going on, everybody? I'm Brent.
I'm PJ.
And this is the Home Video Hustle, where we do what?
H-U-S-T-L-E hustle. God damn right.
I have some poster
buffles
in the background.
Yes.
I'm redecorating the recording area, aka my living room.
Ah, yes.
And I got some posters, but the tape that I got for them is trash.
Mm-hmm.
So one fell off the fucking wall, and the other is unrolling as we speak. We'll see if it's there.
Well, I was about to say, we'll see if you hear something, you know it.
If you hear a noise, it just fell off the wall. Off the wall like Michael Jackson.
That's Godzilla, right?
That is Godzilla versus Space Godzilla. That's Space Godzilla in the background.
Wow.
Yeah, oh, we'll get there one day.
That looks like some real Power Ranger shit.
Well, man.
Huh.
Pretty.
Okay. Okay.
But better. Godzilla bottom, better than Power Rangers. Black can say it. That's how it really was.
Godzilla is better than Power Rangers.
Yes.
Our Power Rangers?
All Power Rangers.
Wow.
Oh, yeah.
That's deep.
Oh, yeah. Is that a hot take?
I would think so.
Really?
I don't know. I'm just getting hip to Godzilla. Man, I can't say.
Anybody that disagrees with me is
wrong!
Yeah.
Yeah. Actual factuals, okay? Fuck.
P-Jizzle.
Yes.
Here's a fun one because he hasn't been here in a little bit. Now, what episode number is this?
2. We're not all the way up there yet. We're like 215. Damn!
219.
Oh.
We're getting up.
I was thinking 220 something, but I was like, we're not there yet. Okay.
We're getting there.
Okay.
This is unprecedented. So I think this is the very first time we ain't never recorded like the day an episode came out, like in the early morning. Like the episode I did with Brendan Repulsion just came out like an hour and a half ago.
Yes.
Usually when we do it, it's like later on the Friday night. We doing this early Friday morning. It's like 1:30 in the morning.
Yes.
So it's technically Friday, but to me, and I'm probably sure PJ, is still Thursday.
It's Thursday. We have not went to sleep yet.
That's why I tell people all the time, I don't give a fuck about your fake made up ass time frames and shit. It is the next day when I wake the fuck back
up. There you go.
I don't care what time I go to. If I go to bed at noon, nigga,
it ain't Friday. I was about to say, what if it's 2. Okay?
It's Friday whenever I get up.
Okay.
That's how we roll.
Huh.
PJ.
Yes.
Continuing with the animation theme. Last time you was on the podcast, we did a heavy metal.
Yes.
What we do this time?
Tekken.
The Motion Picture.
Yes, I was about to.
Ooh. From 1998. As I said earlier, it was only 57 minutes long.
Mm-hmm.
IMDb, there's no numbers for, you know, it went straight to video, so I don't got that.
They couldn't see this.
I see. Posing Sub-Zero. I got a new Sub-Zero. It's a Q-Fig Mortal Kombat figurine, Sub-Zero.
Yes.
Figurine number 95.
Over, down, over, high punch.
Forward, down, forward, high punch. Would you know? Do you know what that is?
It's ice bar.
Nope. That's down.
It's slide shit.
Nope. Forward, down, forward, high punch is how you do his fatality in the first Mortal Kombat movie or game. That's the head rip.
I might be able to honestly say I don't think I've ever done a fatality
in the Mortal Kombat game.
I mean, besides when they would tell us how to do them, when they started with Kai and all that.
All Mortal Kombat 4.
Yeah. When they would give you the, but
oh, they bring them before gave it to you back then. If you when? Got, like the video game magazines and shit, they had it in there. Tips and tricks, see, homie.
That wasn't. Yeah.
I had them.
I don't think I was that big of a gamer.
I thought you were going to say, well, you rocked a PS2 for like 15 years.
Yeah.
So, yes.
Yeah, seems about right.
I got you. You went from, Sega Genesis, mm-hmm, to PS1, to PS2. To PS4.
And Xbox, yeah, I skipped 1. Right. Damn.
No, you technically, I was actually Sega Genesis, PS1, PS2, Xbox One, and then the PS4.
And then, yeah.
So I just gave you both of them, motherfucker.
That's the PS4.
That you got, yeah.
You said that's what year?
PS4 came out in 2013. PlayStation 2 came out in 2000.
I mean, I'm 8, goddammit.
Yeah. In between, you missed out on the GameCube, the original Xbox, the Xbox 360, the PS3. Mm. Yeah. Mm. You just skipped all those.
Hey.
All those good childhood memories that Brent got.
Yeah, I got them. Just not from my house.
That's right, yeah.
Unless you brought it over.
Yeah.
Much like this.
I used to bring Xbox with me, that's right.
Tekken that you would whoop my ass in. Yeah.
Oh, I'll never.
Well, I had 2 and 3.
You did.
You would bring over.
Well, well, before we get into the movie, what is your, give me your Tekken. What's up? What is Tekken to you? When you think Tekken, what happened? What is in your mind?
Mortal Kombat.
That's it. I'm sure Namco loves to hear that shit.
I'm sorry. That's the first thing. It makes me.
Well, all your memories of Tekken are Mortal Kombat.
No, that's just.
Okay.
All of my memories are Tekken.
What are your Tekken memories? That's a better way to word that question, I guess. What memories do you have with Tekken? I have a memory with Tekken with you.
You whooping my ass.
Well, that, but no, I wasn't.
Oh.
Oh, actually, it's actually Tekken and Mortal Kombat. They do go together.
I see.
Because it was your pops talking mad shit.
Is this when he was doing the uppercuts and you?
Yeah.
I remember that.
I was getting my custodian game on early because I mopped that ass up. I think it was Mortal Kombat 4 first. He would only pick Jax or Kai. He would only pick the black character.
Mm-hmm.
Then I made sure I picked the white character and whooped that ass.
Yeah,
but no, yeah, he talked mad shit and found out. People find out all the time when they talk mad shit. I ruthless. It's like when the spirit told the story way back when she banned me off Soul Calibur. It's because she talked all that shit,
mm-hmm,
and I'm just like, okay,
watch this. Yeah,
grab the sticks.
Yeah,
I whooped his ass in Mortal Kombat. Then he started talking about Tekken, and I was like, put it in.
Yes, come on.
Put it in there.
Come on.
And then I commenced him whooping that ass.
Yes.
And he didn't have any black characters. Well, there is a black character in Tekken 2, but you didn't. I don't think you unlocked it, though.
No, it's not.
Right. PJ didn't play the full game.
No. You know, exhibition style only, baby.
Yeah. But then Tekken 3, he had Eddie Gordo.
Yes.
And then I mopped his ass. Whang. Whang. Yes. However you pronounce that shit. So, yes.
I think of fighting games. Like, there's not much.
But like I said, when it comes to Tekken, there's like nothing. Tekken means nothing to you.
Fighting game. No, I don't.
There's no specific moment of like in Tekken. Like, oh, I remember doing this in Tekken, and you know some shit like that.
Nah. It's the same with Mortal Kombat. Yeah, I
mean, no Mortal Kombat memories either. Really?
It's a fighting game. I don't know. It's not like
I just play the shit. Bro.
Yeah. Like I don't know.
I got Tekken memories.
Okay.
I was telling you. Tekken 2 and Crash Bandicoot 2 were the very first games I had on PS1. When I got to PS1, I got Tekken 2 and Crash Bandicoot 2 with it.
Mm-hmm.
Originally, I was just going to get Crash 2, but then, my dad was, he was pointing out all these games. I was like, $59.99, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And I saw Crash 2. I'm like, well, shit, if I get Crash 2, it was a PlayStation Greatest Hits at the time. It was $20.
Yes.
So I was like, if I get Crash 2, then I can probably get a different game. If he's willing to spend $60 on one, I could probably give him to spend $40 plus tax on two.
Come on.
Niggas winning. We winning.
That makes sense.
I was a young hustler. I'm telling you, it's hustle forever. But yes. I got Crash Bandicoot 2, but then I was looking around at other stuff, and then my dad, when I showed him Crash 2, he kind of looked at it like, that's the one you want? Like, because from the mm-hmm. kid, probably mm-hmm. the kid game and shit. So he's like, all right. Then I was looking around. He was like, well, what about this one? And it was like, it was Tekken 2. Mm-hmm. And he was like, hey, little fighting game. You know, you and your brother could play this or something. I was like, I looked at the card. I was like, all right, because I ain't seen nothing else I want anyway. Yeah. I'm like, ah, fuck it.
Yeah.
Played the fuck out of Tekken 2 all them years and Crash 2, both of them.
Look at Pops. Did something but good. He was trying to do something for himself.
He picked one out. I picked the right one out.
Okay.
So I just, one of my memories, that fucking open, like we the one we just watched, because I showed PJ the opening sequence to Tekken 2 and 3.
Yes.
And I'm telling you, as a little dude going from motherfucking Sega Genesis and Sonic 2 and shit,
yes,
to seeing that motherfucking Tekken 2 intro, like,
mind blowing. Ah, yes.
Like, mindgasms. Just like, oh my God. Then you get into the game, you got the little 3D polygons fighting and shit. Like, niggas, like, tear drop down my eye.
What's the first game that was like that for you that actually, oh, I guess this was it, huh?
I don't know. I don't know if I played Crash or Tekken 2 first. Probably Crash, because that's the one I picked. But that one is still kind of cartoony, so it didn't hit me as hard as that. Like I said, that Tekken 2 intro with him climbing up the mountain and the music and everything and shit.
Yeah.
That's ultimate hypeness.
I think my first, it would happen. It might be Splinter Cell when I was like, oh, these are graphics. Like these are just the Splinter Cell Double Agent when you would bring that. Uh-huh. Might be like my first, like, oh shit. No. Oh.
My ultimate memory of just fucking while we talking video games. My favorite, one of my, not even just with Splinter Cell, just one of my favorite video game moments ever is with PJ. Fear. Splinter Cell, no. Oh. That's with Splinter Cell. Oh. That too, though.
Okay.
But Splinter Cell Double Agent had the co-op mode.
Mm-hmm.
And we had to, excuse me, had to be a team.
Yeah.
And somebody was coming and I hid behind the wall and I was like, PJ, hide. He was just like panicking. He's like, where the hide? I'm like, just fucking get in the shadows or something. Just hide. And he stood behind the fucking door. Like, and they, the dude, because we had knocked an alarm off, so they kicked the door open, and PJ was standing right there behind where the door was hitting, so it crushed him behind the door and killed him.
I remember that.
And the fucking game glitched out his body, just was like the game didn't know what to do, because it's like, who the fuck's standing behind the door?
Why would you hide there? Fuck.
And then his dude was behind the door, it fucked him up, and then the dude saw him like, start smirking, and the whole time my dude on his screen, you can just see my dude just peeking around the corner.
You okay out there? Huh? No? Oh, okay. Fuck.
That shit will forever. I wish that had been like a YouTube clip where we was streaming or something back then, because man, that shit, I wish I could see that again.
If you started streaming back then, you think you would be somewhere by now?
Real shit.
Yes.
I have the tape upstairs still.
Mm-hmm.
I would actually record myself playing the game back in the day. And I got a bunch of fights. Me, Cameron, Andrew, and Chris, we were playing Fight Night Round 2 and just recorded a bunch of fights. And I have that fucking tape upstairs. So I was actually less playing back in the VCR era. Like, no joke.
Wow.
There was just no YouTube and nothing to do with it.
Ahead of this time.
Exactly. Now everybody doing it. See, if I had the technology back then, access to it, I could have probably.
Got an idea.
Mm-hmm.
Ready?
Yeah.
I'm not a counselor.
Right.
But I'm a counselor.
I'm not a counselor, but I'm a counselor.
It's like an app
oh.
that you just randomly link up and talk to people.
Uh-huh.
Like, suppose you just want to smoke and you got some shit you want to get off your chest.
Oh, okay. Where did this come from? That's random.
I don't... Just you random. Were thinking of... You said... I was... Sorry.
No, it's not. It's all good. I'm just wondering where that... Because that seems super out of nowhere.
I was saying you were ahead of your time with the thing, and it made me think about...
Oh, and you had an idea, too.
Yeah.
Okay.
That was that.
I don't know if that exists or not. I know there's apps where you can actually, like, talk to random people just, like, for, like, mental, you know, health and all that shit.
I was already out there.
But I don't know. But you talking about, like, meeting up and linking and smoking. Oh, that part of it might be something new.
Eh?
Because you can talk to random... I mean, you can even say a chat room. You can just talk to random niggas and vent and shit.
Yeah.
But just an app where you can just, like... Like, find a homie or some shit like
that. Yeah, some shit. Meet at the park. Like, it's always an open location.
Be like, just have a class, like a classified. Just be like, look, been a long ass day at work. Fame mama is getting on my motherfucking nerves.
That's it.
I need to vent and I need to smoke. Who free?
That's it.
And somebody's replying, be like, look, man, I'm feeling the same shit, bro. Let's link up at Franklin Park and get a smoke or something. I see what you're saying.
little 15, 20 minute session. Let's just, two strangers, you'll never see this man, or you might, but.
Well, I mean, yeah, either way friendships it goes. Can like, happen, I guess.
Yeah.
Like bond over trauma, which was a lot of this movie.
Oh, yeah.
And I brought it back.
Yes. God damn.
If PJ would say that out loud, we'll talk about it.
Yeah.
Hey, PJ.
Uh-huh.
Out of 10, this has an IMDb rating. What do you think it got out of 10? It has something 0.3 out of 10.
Six.
Ah! Five.
Ah, okay.
PJ. Now, there's no critics ratings for this because it went straight to video, but there is an audience rating for it. What do you think the audience thought of this movie on Rotten Tomatoes cumulatively out of 100%?
63.
Wrong!
Lower.
54.
Wrong!
41%. Mm, people didn't fuck with it very much. Okay. I didn't expect it to be that low either. But, oh, at least that was okay. This is directed by... let me just get my finger ready.
Okay.
Kunihisa Sugishima?
Wrong!
Maybe.
Yeah.
I don't know. But see, I thought about something. I wrote down the list of people who are starring, and it's the Japanese voice actors. But we didn't watch it in Japanese, so I guess I should have wrote down the motherfucking American actors. So let's find out.
You think it's more raw in the Japanese? Like it's more...
It might be.
More darker.
But sometimes when you like darker. When I watch like my Yakuza movies and shit, mm-hmm. like they have the voices dubbed, but then you watch in Japanese, the motherfuckers get hype when they be talking.
Okay.
Like I don't want to try and do it because it might be, you know, might not be great coming out.
But, yeah, you know, saying
like,
some shit.
Yeah, but like what you
like
about
how
my
they
mama?
Be on their game shows type shit.
Yeah.
Where they be. Yeah, mm-hmm. I got you. Okay.
So I'm gonna just read off these names. It's starring mm-hmm. Edie Patterson, mm-hmm. Adam Dudley, mm-hmm. Gray G. Haddock. David Stokey, Ellie McBride, John Paul Shepherd, Claire Hamilton, Lucy Farris, Jessica Robertson, Jessica Schwartz, David Jones did the narration, and my God, he narrated the fuck out of that intro. I don't know if you caught it like I did. Because fuck it, that's everybody starting right to the intro.
Okay.
My man's doing the voiceover. He's talking about the Tekken and the energy and the force and the time side shit. Mm-hmm. But like as it goes on, my man gets progressively hyper and hyper and hyper as it's going on. I might even put a clip. Fuck it, I'll put a clip in here so you guys can see it.
Okay.
Like, it's just the escalation of his voice by the end of it. He's like just going like he's like ape shit. Like he's like, fuck you, type voice.
This is Tekken.
Yeah, he's like, oh, man, I wish I... Fuck it.
It is on YouTube, isn't it?
Yeah. This is for review purposes. Fair use. Fuck off.
Yeah. Uh-huh. See how that works?
No, I want to play it live, too, just so I can, like, see... Because apparently you didn't really pay attention to it.
Mm-mm. I was just trying to figure out what the fuck he was explaining.
Because we would always laugh about it even back in the day. Because it's like, man, that's getting hype.
Ah. Nah.
I might even just play the whole intro. Oh, yeah. No. Taco Bell, you get no ad revenue unless you paid me for it.
Since the beginning of history, people have fought in the name of God, bending to the invented demands of their fickle deity.
Hey, we'll get this out the way, too. You ain't got to explain the intro now.
Yeah.
They wantonly spill the blood of their enemies as well as their own. The purpose behind this bloodshed,
I gave it a thumbs up.
Goes beyond simple explanations of religion or notions of justice.
Justice.
The truth is buried deep within those who wage the wars.
Yeah.
Since the birth of this planet, a memory has become deeply engraved onto the genes of all living things.
In those genes.
A memory of aggression as a means of survival.
Is that genuine?
Yes, fighting.
Fighting. That's what we're laughing at.
Fighting.
Humans seek to defend their actions. Jeez, the
vocal tone getting up a little bit.
The act of fighting is itself a true act. Without this truth, the fighter will perish. To learn the way, ask your own flesh and blood, because one's flesh is the door to the truth. To master the way, ask your own ken or fist, because complete knowledge of one's flesh, blood, and fist is what creates one's Tekken, and Tekken is the key to life.
This Jermaine was getting hype as he was going on, like, hell yeah.
All right.
Tekken, motherfucker, mm-hmm. is the key to life.
It's a major key. Major key alert. So Tekken is your chi.
I mean,
more or less.
I mean, I'ma just looked at it. What does Tekken means? I thought it actually meant like something, but I'm not gonna lie.
I'm sure we're being yelled at. Like, did y'all niggas just not hear this for the second time?
Oh my god, y'all just listened to the intro. Why the fuck? Yeah, we were also talking.
Yes. Much as like
we're trying to entertain you folks.
Ha, right? Right? It would be boring if you just listened to what he said. So we have to interject. Okay. Survey says.
That's what I fucking thought.
Okay.
Oh, hold on. Let me double check. Just double check my sources. Okay, yeah. The meaning of Tekken is Iron Fist.
So what the fuck does that have to do with?
Like, I think this fucking animated movie, I think changes a lot of the storyline too. I think because it says Tekken is Iron Fist, a Japanese media franchise centered on fighting games. Whatever. I know what actual Tekken is, but
mm-hmm.
Yeah. So it's that because the Tekken tournament is called the King of Iron Fist tournament. So I guess it'd be technically the King of Tekken.
Oh,
I think that's what they even called it in the other Tekken movie. Because remember, we did an actual Tekken movie. Remember.
Yes.
Yeah, and that also changed the storyline up like a motherfucker, too. None of them straight adapt the storyline, probably because it's goofy. You got to take each character's load. And that's the only thing that always would confuse me growing up with video games is that, you know, every character has their own ending. And so you need to try and figure out which one is the canon ending, like which one is the real ending, like what character actually won.
Or you can just be like me and just play the game.
But see, PJ, I am invested in this shit. I want to know. They fixed it now, like with Mortal Kombat 9. They actually did a story mode where it's like they have the arcade mode with the endings, but then there's the actual story mode. It's like this is the actual story. Other shit is just bonus little whatevers. So now you don't have to wonder this no more. But me and Cameron would read the video.
I don't know what that means. Okay.
All right. Back in the day, you beat the game with a character and you get the little ending. You've done that at least, right? You got the endings and shit, right? You've never beaten the arcade mode.
Nah. Honestly, no. No, I have not. Yeah. Maybe that's why I've never seen it through, my boy.
You never gotten to the credits of the fighting game.
Nah.
Yeah, not even to skip them. You just ain't been there at all. Like, you can play arcade mode, like one player mode, and you just never went through the whole.
I remember getting the Goro and.
In Mortal Kombat, okay. In Mortal Kombat 4. Yeah. Yeah, because.
Was there somebody after him?
Yeah, it was Shinnok.
Shinnok.
Yeah. Because when you beat in Mortal Kombat 4, when you beat Shinnok, he like his face explodes. He goes down the little hell vortex thing, and then it says you are the supreme Mortal Kombat champion. And then there'll be an ending after that.
I must have skipped it because I remember.
Damn it!
But since the youngin, I guess I never had time for it. It was like, oh, okay.
Well, PJ, I will explain this for you.
Okay,
you would beat the game with a character, and each character had a dedicated ending.
Okay,
but. Of course, you know, not every character beat the bad guy at the end. So we would try to figure out which character actually is the real ending.
Not every character beat the bad guy.
Yeah, because in the actual, because like, okay, put it like this. Say, all right, in Tekken 2, I'll put it like this. Our Tekken 1, I'll say, all right, Tekken 1 character that you might recognize, Jack.
Yeah.
At the end of the storyline, say Jack beat Heihachi.
Yeah.
But that you know that's not true. You know, Kazuya beat Heihachi and threw him off the fucking cliff because I showed you that. That's the true ending because in Tekken 2, it starts with him climbing back up the cliff. So that's what I'm saying. That's what, so you pretty much wouldn't know who the fuck the true ending was until you played the next game and you see how it starts out. Or you read the little booklet inside the case, which didn't do that either.
I did not.
All right. Yeah. If there was ever... A fucking arcade era motherfucker. Just put the coin in and play the game. That's PJ.
Yes. I was just playing the play, goddammit. Ah, okay. Yes,
that was always the confusion, PJ.
And you wouldn't be confused until the next.
Yeah, one yeah. Came like, out. Say, like, more. All right, say, with Tekken 2, we never beat it with Kazuya and we never saw the cliff ending shit. Mm-hmm. So then you see, like, why the fuck is he climbing up a cliff in the next game? Mm-hmm. So you go back and replay and then you're like, oh, that's why, because that motherfucker threw him off a cliff.
That's the canon.
Yes. But then there are some endings, though, that can still be canon, even though it's not the real one, because, like, say you beat it with the fucking kangaroo, and the ending is the kangaroo just doing goofy shit. Like, that don't really affect the plot, so it's nothing. But if you got a plot where, like...
So would they ever fuck with people? Like, the game developers, would they have y'all, like, think of something just to purposely fuck with your mind for the next one? Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
I would... That's
it. Or just like, well, no, that was an intro. I take that back. I was going to say Mortal Kombat Deadly Alliance starts out with Liu Kang getting his neck broke. And that's why Liu Kang's not in that game because he killed him off in the intro.
Real shit?
Yeah. I forgot.
Oh.
No, the Mortal Kombat Deadly Alliance, the whole storyline of that one is Quan Chi and Shang Tsung team up. And now they end up defeating Liu Kang. They're jumping him, basically.
This was after
the... This is the PS2 era now.
Yeah.
It's Mortal Kombat Deadly Alliance is basically Mortal Kombat 5.
I had that one.
Yeah. And you skipped the fucking intro, didn't you?
I just, when you said that, I remember them teaming up, doing the woo-woo, and this thing came out, and then I would skip it.
So you missed Liu Kang getting his neck broke. Because they snapped Liu Kang's neck, and he like falls toward the camera, and then the voiceover just says, Liu Kang is dead. And that's why you can't play as him, because he's fucking dead. But then in the next game, you can play as him as a zombie. So.
He's the, with the chains on the shits, with the...
That's Mortal Kombat Deception.
I had that one, too.
I did.
So I had two in a row.
Yeah.
And then I fell off again.
Well, I was with you on that one. I had Deadly Alliance and Deception. I never got Armageddon. That's the next game after that. But now was the big thing with that game is that it had every Mortal Kombat character ever in one game. But I never got that one because it came out at the time. I don't know. I just never grabbed it. I don't know why. I played the fuck out of Deception, so it wasn't that. So I don't know.
I feel like I really missed out on like a gaming experience. Like I just... I'm not a gamer though.
I'm about to say you're not really a video game. You play video games, but you're not a gamer.
Yeah, like I could care less.
That's exactly. Whereas I'm like, I used to read books and shit and like get the storylines.
Did you know?
No, Kazuya threw Heihachi off the fucking cliff in Tekken 1, and that's why he's climbing up in Tekken 2.
Get it right, okay,
motherfucker.
Okay.
But see, then you have confusing shit like this movie that changes a lot of the plot, which immensely confuses you when you go back to play again. Because you're like, wait, what? That motherfucker didn't die? That motherfucker didn't get ate by a dinosaur?
They all died.
No, that's what I'm saying. Because most of the characters that died in this movie are in the next Tekken games. That's what I'm saying. So then you're confused. Then you're just like, okay, this is just a movie. This has nothing to do with the video game.
I see the dilemma.
There you go. Growing
up, so this movie isn't canon?
No.
No.
Fuck no.
It's like...
It has, like, moments from the games in it, but the overall storyline and who died and all that shit, that shit fake.
It's like the Star Wars Holiday Special.
Yes!
Holy shit. There it goes.
I did not expect that.
Correlations.
And that's actually an apt fucking comparison.
Let's go! Okay.
Well... The Holiday Special was technically supposed to be canon, but I think George Lucas just decanonized it because he was like, yeah, he was embarrassed.
Fuck that shit.
But at the time, that was supposed to be. And slowly, people have kind of cherry picked shit and brought it into the canon. So. But basically, which, yes.
Kind of.
Like, that's Holiday Special nowadays, yes, is very non canon.
Okay.
Especially now with the Disney buyout, PJ's right now. Disney made PJ right.
Look at that. Come on.
All right, but
okay,
30 minutes, PJ.
God damn it. Every time.
It's gonna be way longer than the movie.
Let's go.
You remember how it starts? Gotta ask you first. No, skipping voiceover. How's it start?
Fuck.
Can't take that out this time.
Yeah. Homie and his dad.
Yes. What's going on though? Kazuya and Heihachi Mishima.
Yes.
Yes. Kazuya is the young one. Heihachi is the older one. He's the pet.
Kazuya.
We used to always say Kazuya or Kazuya back in the days. We didn't know how to pronounce it. It's Kazuya.
Kazuya.
Yes. And Heihachi.
Heihachi.
Oh, it's funny. We fucked up Kazuka, but we say Heihachi, right? That's fucking weird, but kids do weird shit. I don't know.
Heihachi.
Heihachi right. Seems to be easier to understand, I guess. Kazuya. Kazuya.
I mean, it's right here, right? It's not like delayed or anything.
What you mean? Oh man,
talking to his.
They flash back to this so fucking many times. We can just say now. I don't care. We just get it in right now.
Okay. Basically, dad is a hard ass.
Yes.
And he's like, hey, if you're really my son, once I toss you the fuck down off this cliff, you'll make it back up.
Well, before that, I always say the reason he's even doing that is because there's a girly on the ground, which is June Kazuma.
Yes.
But she's got a. It's a rabbit that's dead, and it got killed by, what was it, a bobcat, she said?
Yes.
And she's crying about it. He's like, yo, don't cry. I'll go get that bobcat for you. And like I said, it gets, more and more it gets added back to this flashback later, but we're just going to get all here now, so I don't feel like jumping back and forth. But she's like, no, it's all good. You know, it's just, the bobcat was hungry. And, you know, the rabbit's, I'm sure he wasn't mad about it. You know, niggas got to eat, bruh. Basically,
this is life, you know?
It's the circle of life.
I saw them do a... I saw them do a like, 20 years later.
Oh, like a...
Singing of the...
Yeah.
I cried.
Well, I mean, I'm not surprised.
Yeah.
You and your Disney movies,
it
man.
It's beautiful.
Yeah,
it was,
see? It's very beautiful.
Yes, very beautiful.
But this is why your man's Heihachi come act like an asshole, because he sees him helping this crying girl as being soft.
Mm-hmm.
So, PJ, what does he do again?
He takes him to the top of the cliff.
Yeah.
He's like, hey, I don't like that soft shit, you know?
Basically.
If you my son and you not soft, oh, you'll make it back up. But if not, fuck it. It wasn't meant to be.
Yep.
You know?
I have another one.
Yeah.
Try again.
Then he literally flung his ass.
Yay!
Off
the... Like, now I said, he got him at the edge of the cliff. And he don't just drop his ass. He fucking flings that nigga off the cliff.
You will go all the way down.
Right. Like,
you will touch the water.
Like a piece of paper or something. Just fling that shit. Like, you gonna go off this mountain. Ain't gonna be none of that shit, you know, where they drop people and then they catch on it. No, you're going in the fucking middle.
Yes.
Further toward the kill zone.
Yes.
Ass will die.
So unfortunate.
But like PJ said, he tells me, if you're really my son and you really strong and you really gonna be that dude I need you to be, you'll be able to climb back up. But if not, I'll just have another one then. And we'll try this again in 10 years. And June sees all that shit. And of course, she's screaming because she's like, no, because she saw somebody basically commit homicide as far as she can tell. What's up?
I think they pulled a sneaky on me.
They pulled a sneaky. What'd they do?
At the end.
Uh-huh.
Like when they asked about the whole shit, he said the reason for it was, the reason he did that was because of what he was doing, basically, right?
Mm-hmm. He was saying, that, like I said, some of this is different from the video game plot, but he threw him off the cliff because of the little devil gene shit. When it's in the game, they don't say devil gene here. It's in the video game, I think. But there's like a devil spirit.
Yeah.
And he wants Kazuya to inherit the spirit so that he can kill it. Basically, is what I kind of got the gist of it for.
Oh. So,
I wondered. I'm about to look up the actual plot for this. Because like I said, I'm thinking of the video. It's confused. Like I said, this is the type of shit I was talking about. As a kid, like looking, like it's confusing. It's like, wait, what?
Go back and forth between the two.
Good, it's the first paragraph. Hey, they even did the same thing. They just explained this whole part in the first paragraph.
Great.
As a child, Jun Kazuma watches as Kazuya Mishima is thrown off a cliff by his ruthless father, Heihachi, who deems him as weak and too kind-hearted. She attempts to locate him, but fails, and Kazuya is presumed dead. Kazuya, however, only barely survives and swears revenge, selling his soul to the devil in exchange for his own survival. Oh, it actually doesn't say. Hold on, let me go back to the bottom.
Selling his soul to the devil. He said, I sold it in order to... seek revenge. That was the thing.
Mm-hmm.
But the dad said, you said message, right? When he was talking, it actually made sense.
Yeah. Because he was saying basically, like, hold on. You know what? I got the fucking YouTube. I'll just pull it out.
Right.
Fuck it.
Right. We can do that.
If it's on YouTube, they must not give a fuck, you know?
It's been on for how long now? Hey, come
this
on.
This was added 6 years ago.
Damn.
So fuck it.
Okay.
And like, this is for review purposes.
Ah, fair use.
Yeah. Yeah. My ass is covered. Come on, man, with this goddamn advertisement. All right, let me try.
Limu, Imu.
I did say, I remember what you were saying. You said, I said message, that's right.
Yeah, because he was actually like spitting some knowledge. But then he was like, this is why I did that to my son. I thought it was something about him in the future. I don't know.
I got you right here. I'm just trying to find it where it starts at.
Should we do that now?
Oh, you want to save it? I could just keep it. I can keep it prepped up.
Okay.
Don't you get it? The only way to truly salvage this disgusting world is to destroy everything on it so a new world can be rebuilt.
You monster! You threw your son into the canyon specifically to place that dark hatred in his heart.
Yeah.
You've groomed the perfect successor for your plans of carnage and genocide.
My perfect successor. That's the destruction of the devil and the renewal of the gods.
There you go.
No,
that's what it was.
Right. What would you have done if he'd been killed?
My son is too strong. And if he had been defeated, I was prepared to end my own life. Kazuya,
get up, son.
Stand up.
Get your bitch ass up.
Yeah. Yeah, ain't no weakness out here. Okay.
There you go.
Okay.
You know, PJ, on that note, since you got so hyped, rate the parenting.
I understood. You know, I can't say I don't understand, but that's a negative.
I'll say you're going to throw your boy off the cliff, PJ.
I would never throw my boy.
Okay, I'm about to say that.
It's real unfortunate right there.
Oh, man. Well, there you go. Wait, hey, we ain't got to explain that later now.
Yes.
Boom.
Okay. Let's go.
All right. So after all that, that's why he threw him off the cliff. Jump forward in time to where June is now, I think she says later.
16
like,
years?
There you go.
Yeah? Ah, remember. Run it, okay.
Remember.
Yes. Who you are.
So I would say, like, how old do you think they were as kids? Like, probably like 10 or something? She's like 26.
Oh, that's good. Yeah.
Almost 30 old.
Yeah.
Younger than us, PJ.
Younger than you. Oh, damn.
What age are you right now?
29.
Exactly. Oh shit. But yeah, she I guess since that moment, I guess they don't, like I said, it's only 57 minutes, so they don't really go deep into explanations about shit.
Yes.
But apparently she's been having a nightmare where she keeps re-seeing that nigga getting thrown off the cliff. I guess not, maybe not every night, mm-hmm. but since the events are about to happen in this movie, maybe it's coming back to her now. Cause she's like, why do I keep having this dream?
Yes. A reoccurring dream. Yeah.
I keep seeing niggas get thrown off cliffs.
Ah, yeah.
But she's some kind of government agent or some shit. I don't remember this from the fucking game storyline. I don't know if she was an agent or not. Mm. But she's an agent here though.
Okay.
And the little dude is telling her that they found like dinosaur bones in the sea. And they're thinking that it's from the Mishima Corporation. They think Hihachi Mishima is creating like some kind of machines, like killing machines. He's bringing back the dinosaurs.
I missed that part.
Yes.
Okay.
Well, it's because I think this is because we were talking over a movie, because this is where I pointed out to you that it sounded like the little dude that's her boss is just reading his lines straight off of a piece of paper because there's no emotion to it.
Basically. Yes.
Like, just for an example, he's like, Tekken, the motion picture. This is what we're doing this week on the podcast.
Yeah.
Just the first of many weird, yes. or I just might even say bad, voice acting in this movie.
Bad line reads.
Yeah.
Could have done better.
Because at one point, I think you even laughed. She asked a question. He was just like, yes, that is what I thought too.
Or some shit. Yeah.
I just looked up and just laughed his ass off. But he's telling her, we found these bones at the sea. We want you to investigate Hihachi Mishima and make sure he ain't creating no killing machines, no crazy shit over there. And then she's like, oh, you know, that's all good and whatever the fuck, but that motherfucker is on an island somewhere. How the fuck am I going to get there without him knowing I'm there, like, marking my ass immediately? You just said he has weapons of mass destruction.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, there you go.
Yeah.
She's like, the fuck is this? He passes her a little invitation. He's like, he's having a tournament over on his island. And that's your name.
Mortal Kombat came out first?
Yes. But you know it came out before that?
What?
Enter the Dragon.
Come on, Bruce. God damn.
Mortal Kombat stole from Enter the Dragon, and then Tekken took they probably both just stole from Enter the Dragon, to be quite honest.
Because
I mean, when you think of like tournament fighters, there's Enter the Dragon. Mortal Kombat is just the one because they were like, yeah, Mortal Kombat stole from everything. They stole the premise from Enter the Dragon. Mm-hmm. Kano with the little robotic laser eyes, reference to Terminator 2.
Mm-hmm.
Liu Kang is basically fucking Bruce Lee. Johnny Cage was supposed to be Van Damme. Raiden, if you remember, we watched Big Trouble in Little China. Remember, there was the dudes with the same rice hats and the thunderbolts and shit. They stole Raiden from fucking Big Trouble in Little China.
Oh.
Yeah.
How did they get... That's not a parody. That's...
It's like different blatant. Enough. There's a term I can't think. It's just like,
creative.
What is it called? Where it's like legally distinct. Mm. There it is. Legally distinct enough to not be jacking.
Oh.
There you go.
Even though
or
it's a tournament.
The word that everybody likes to use is an homage.
Ah.
Yeah, CP.
I know that word. Okay.
Yeah, I think that's, but yeah, so it doesn't.
Wow.
Oh, Shang Tsung. Big Trouble Little China. Remember the bad guy was the older dude in Big Trouble Little China?
Shang Tsung.
The bad guy in Mortal Kombat, the original one. Well, in the movie, it was the younger looking dude. But in the video game, he was like an old dude with like the long beard and gray hair and shit, just like Big Trouble
Little China.
Yes. And that was Big Trouble Little China again.
Ah.
So yes. What was that? Wow. Who was his name in Big Trouble Little China? It was like Lo something. Lo Pan, maybe?
That sounds right.
That was, you know how long ago that was?
Yeah.
That was like 28. We got years in this game, PJ.
That host freak was 2018?
Big Trouble Little China, I think, had to be around that time. Either very late 2017 or very early 2018. I think it's 2018, though.
Bruce Lee.
Oh, no. I'm talking Big Trouble Little China. Bruce Lee was last year.
Yeah.
That was last October September.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, because we went through all them bitches. Yeah. Right? Yeah.
Okay.
I was confused. I was like, wait, what?
Wow. No. Yeah, okay. Shit. All right. Well,
so you have seen Enter the Dragon.
Yes. Okay.
So she's going off to investigate Hihachi Mishima.
Mm-hmm.
She got invited to Tekken. Oh, she meets up with Lei Wulong,
mm-hmm.
the man in the blue outfit, the other little cop dude. Mm-hmm. He was like copping the game. And because Tekken actually kind of did this too, where it kind of like modeled fighters after certain people. Because like Lei Wulong was obviously supposed to be like a stand in for like Jackie Chan. Because if you play the games, he kind of even looks like Jackie Chan. Mm-hmm. And then like, you know, Law. You remember Law?
Law.
Martial Law. That was
That's who I was thinking of.
Yeah, it's basically Bruce Lee.
He comes in the third one.
Nope.
Second?
Nope. He's in all of them. The thing is, in Tekken 1 and 2, it's Martial Law. In Tekken 3, it's Forest Law. That's his son. Because, like I said, there's supposed to be a big time gap between 2 and 3, because that's why, as you see at the end of this movie, like, Jin is a kid, but then in Tekken 3, he's older.
Yeah.
So there's, like, a time jump. So that's why his son now is the third game. And that's why his moves are slightly different.
You slick motherfuckers.
Yeah, it's a time gap.
Okay.
That's why it's a whole bunch of new characters, too.
Law, he wasn't in this, though.
In the background.
In the background.
There's a bunch of characters. Any character of Tekken that's not the main character, they're in the fucking background. Because Paul, my man with the long blonde high top,
yeah,
he's in the background. And you even pointed out at the end, you were like, they showed Yoshimitsu for like a second. You're like, that's the dude that be jumping on the sword.
Yeah. What's his name?
Yoshimitsu.
Yoshimitsu. Yeah. That guy.
Yeah. So.
Okay.
Yeah. So there are almost every character from the first two games is in there, but they just might be in the background. They just don't do shit.
But that's kind of whack.
It is. Right? At the time, I remember even being kind of disappointed. You see them, you're like, oh, shit. And then they never fight. Yeah. I mean, there is a fight. We'll talk about it. There's fights with some of them, but they don't really get to do much.
Yeah.
Kind of get their ass beat.
Yeah. Speaking okay.
When they end up, let's get there. Let me see. You meet up with Lei Wulong. Mm-hmm. Was that you?
Yeah.
Oh, you hurt your knee?
Nah, it's okay.
You all right?
I'm great.
Need to take a moment?
Nah.
Some ice? I got ice packs.
Nah, it's okay.
Okay.
Fuck.
Find out at this point, there's a dude named Lee. I think his name in the game is Lee Chow Lin. I think if I remember right. But he's riding around with Nina Williams. She's in all the games, PJ.
Ah.
Yeah. She wore the purple. And she in Tekken 2, she had on a purple outfit. Her stage was kind of like, it looked like Rome or some shit. Like the little like buildings in the background, like old buildings and shit. Remember that shit?
Yeah, kind of. Like, yeah.
Whenever you beat her, she's like, oh! Like the weirdest shit.
Yes.
But he's riding around with her. And he's fucking her as well, you find out. And she's also an assassin. That's from the video games, too. Basically, let's just get this out of the way now. Lee is Heihachi's adopted son. And he wants to take over the Heihachi. They call it conglomerate here, but it's the Heihachi. It's the, what do they call it? Zaibatsu is what they call it in the games.
Mm-hmm.
But it's the conglomerate here.
Mm-hmm.
And he wants to take that shit over. So he actually wants Nina to off Kazuya. Because Heihachi knows Kazuya's alive. And he knows he's going to come to this tournament. And he wants to fight him. But Lee is like, no. Fuck that nigga, because if he beat you and then he can take over, I want to take over. So I'm going to kill him.
Yes.
Almost like on some Mortal Kombat shit.
Yes.
When they kept trying to send Sub-Zero Scorpion after them motherfuckers before the tournament, like, kill
get
them.
Get these.
So he's chilling with her. And this is where it flashes back to that cliff multiple times. And you find out here that he actually climbed up the mountain and that he sold his soul to the devil, because the devil appears. Or like the... In the game, the devil is like, basically, it looks like it's got the horns and it's purple and it. Then nigga actually shoots lasers in the video game. Uh-huh. It's a fun story.
Okay.
I almost got banned from playing Tekken back in the day.
You?
Yes, because me and my brother were playing it. Ooh-hoo. And I had picked a devil character because I used to like to annoy my brother with him, because he had a move where he'd either shoot the laser straight at you or he'll fly up in the air and shoot it kind of at an angle that was real hard to avoid.
Mm-hmm.
And so you know your mans was spamming that just because I'm an asshole.
Yes.
And one day mom came in and she was looking at us and she was like, why are you playing as the devil? And I was like, oh, it's because my favorite character.
Oh.
Yeah. And remember, folks.
I would have took that shit.
Remember, folks. We're black. That's a no-no.
Yeah, the fuck?
And she gave me a look. And even my brother is like probably like only like 4 or 5 years old, maybe if that at the time. Mm-hmm. He even gave me a look like, why'd you say that?
Yeah.
Because it was one of those things where you say and you didn't right there come out your mouth, you're like, oh, fuck.
Didn't mean it like that, mom. Come on.
So after we did that fight, I was like, you know what? Let's play Mortal Kombat or something. You know, this is let's get the mind off of that
shit. Yeah.
So then we started playing something else. So then we went from that to just ripping people's heads off, and that was fine.
That's a smart man.
Yeah.
I still would have took that shit, though.
I know you
said what?
Believe me, it was coming. I finessed that shit so well. Because it was coming. Her face turned up. Her complete 180 from how she was looking before. It was coming. But like I said, I smoothed it. Finished that round. I was like, put another game in.
Yeah.
Real quick. Right now. I don't give a fuck what you put in there. Put something else in there right now.
Come on.
And then we put in the Mortal Kombat trilogy.
Yes. Even
and
better.
And then we started fighting. It's like I said, devil, no. Head decapitations, yes. Fine.
Yes. So okay.
It was the 90s, or probably early 2000s.
Even. Wow. Is that hypocritical? Like, is that?
It's weird.
It's weird?
I mean, I guess, would you want them praising the devil, or would you want them ripping heads off? I mean,
ripping heads off. I mean, is that, this like, that's not really realistic.
Nah. I mean, I guess if you would look at it that way, you know, ripping heads off is fake as fuck, but you saying the devil's your favorite character is a different level.
Yeah, it's like, you said what?
But I didn't mean it like, I love the devil, I just mean in this game, that's my favorite. I wasn't like about to go start doing pentagrams and shit.
Oh, shit. Well,
and this is my favorite character because I use him to annoy people. So,
yeah,
fun times with Brent.
Yeah,
uh-huh. Where was I in the notes? The devil appears. Oh, your boy Kazuya is chilling in his room, and I think he has the nightmare too. He has a flashback to the cliff tossing again, mm-hmm. And Nina shows up and just shoots the fuck out of his little hotel room from the outside. She's yelling a little rappel line. Bow. Busting in there.
Yeah.
And then what does he do to her? He does something. He like fucks her up somehow because she ends up throwing a grenade in the room. And then he jumps out into the pool. And then he threatens her ass and then she just kind of disappears. She like, whatever, nigga, I'm out.
Yeah. He's like, who sent you?
Oh, no. He says he knows who sent her. That might be later, actually, because he says, that's later. Here he says, whoever sent you. You know, fuck off, basically. He's like, you can't stop me, nigga.
Yeah.
I'm on a mission.
Yeah.
This is a mission, not a small time thing.
Come on.
Special air reference.
Yes.
But she escapes. And then you were actually looking down at this part, so you probably missed it. But as, you know, it fades from her leaving to like a shower scene. And as you get to see some animated titties for a quick second.
The fuck was I looking at?
You were looking at something, but you weren't looking at the screen. I don't remember what you were looking at no more.
Okay,
but yeah, they show it was Anna, Nina's sister, the one with the little bob haircut. She was in the shower, and yeah, they show the booty. Then she turns around and then she got her titties out. So it's like, young bro was like, oh,
this is 88.
This is 98.
I mean, yeah, I say 88
because this is another fun story, mm-hmm. Of course. And this is always, how these type of things happen. Mm-hmm. Watching this tape in my room. Everything's cool, and then mom just happens to walk in right at that fucking moment. And it's God like, damn. That shit is like 2 seconds. Mm-hmm. But walked in right at that. What are you watching? A movie. Tekken.
Is this what's all throughout Tekken?
I was like, there's only that one time. Uh-huh. One time.
Uh-huh. Now I don't believe it.
And my dick ain't out, so leave me alone, mom.
That's the key.
There you go. Major key.
Yes.
So she's in the shower, and you find out that your boy Lee Chow Lin is fucking Nina and her sister.
Mm-hmm.
And Anna's pretty much, I mean, they're both kind of evil, but Nina's less evil. Anna's the evil one. Because she's even talking about, like, hey, you know, it's too bad that she didn't kill Kazi and then he killed her, because then we could have got rid of both of them motherfuckers.
Ah, ha-ha.
He's like, man, you really crazy, ain't you? You ain't got no love for your sister, honey. He's like, shit, ain't you the one trying to steal your, or kill your motherfucking stepbrother?
Yeah, that's
like,
yeah. Different, though.
He's just like, we ain't that much different, are we? And he says something to her, and then they just start fucking. Yeah. They don't show the fucking, of course.
Of course not.
It's anime fucking.
This is PG?
It's uncut. So I think it's unrated. It says on the side, the English uncut. It just says uncut on there. So.
Okay.
Dubbed in English uncut version.
Whoa.
VHS tape, baby.
Damn right.
Let me see. Fucking sisters. Oh, June and Lee. Uh-huh. They're helping Jack. Because Jack is basically a big robot motherfucker.
Yeah.
And he's trying to save a little girl. Got the little girl on his shoulder. He wasn't invited to the tournament, but he like, fuck you. I'm going anyway.
Why? Did they say?
Oh, why is he trying to get there?
Oh.
For the little girl.
Yeah, got you.
Trying to find Dr. Boskanovich.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Tekken 3. Okay. This confused me. Maybe I'm misremembering. I haven't played the Tekken 2 or 3 games in a long time, but every Tekken ending with Jack ends with him dying. He dies in every fucking ending. Because the Tekken 2 ending, I'm pretty sure, is the one where him and the little girl, they're on an island chilling. She's like jumping around playing with, you know, flowers, doing whatever. And he's just sitting there. I swear to God, I thought it was Dr. Boskanovich that kills him, but there's a fucking scientist that's like click, 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 click on a computer. And a satellite like comes up in the sky and it shoots a laser down his back. And he just, he's actually standing and he like falls down to a sitting position. And then the camera like cuts to where it shows the little girl dancing. But then you see that nigga's back is all like destroyed. Like he's dead as fuck. And the little girl just don't know it yet. So she's basically stuck on the island by herself now.
Damn.
But I thought, I was confused when I saw this because I'm like, that's, because he's the one helping him in the movie. I'm like, I thought that was the nigga that was killing him in the gang. Like, what the fuck?
Who is this? Yeah, yeah.
Whose man is this?
Whose man is this?
But I don't know. Maybe I'm supposed to remember, but there was a scientist. Maybe it wasn't Dr. B. Maybe it was somebody else. Because I know for sure Dr. Boskanovich was helping Yoshimitsu in the third game. Because you play as Dr. B in the third game. There was a, you might remember, in Tekken 3, there was a mode called Tekken Force mode, where it's like kind of like a side scroller.
Yes.
If you beat that mode, you unlock Dr. B. That's how you play as him.
Never beat it.
I never did either.
Oh.
I never, honestly, I never could beat that mode as a kid. Oh. I didn't know about that shit until years later. Because I remember being at somebody's house and I was like, how the fuck? Who was that?
Who is this? Yeah.
Because there was always one block missing and I was always like, I wonder why, like, because I was like, I unlocked everybody. I thought I beat the arcade mode, did this, did that. Like, what the fuck is that? I don't know. I was like, fuck it. Maybe I don't know. And I saw that and I was like, this whole fucking time there was another fucking character.
Amazing.
Like, how'd you do that? He's like, oh, you got to beat Tekken Force mode. And I was just like, fuck. I can never beat
Is
that
gaming
shit.
Still like that or no?
No. Like, nowadays, it's like pretty much if you, like, got extra characters in a game, you just buy them. Like, DLC. Not many games really have unlocks
That's
like that.
That's whack as shit.
Yes. It very much so.
Wow. Like, you just buy them virtually. Here, I got it.
Yeah, it's just like, because that's the thing nowadays.
Fuck.
They technically can release a game not even finished because they'll just be like, oh, we'll patch it later. We'll DLC it later. We'll add that part in later as DLC. There's a big, like,
the fuck?
There's a big thing about, I can't think of where else I was like, there were, they call it on disc DLC, and that's like a big, like, taboo thing because it's like the shit's on the disc. But they just have it locked through DLC, if you get what I mean.
It's on the disc.
Yes, but you have to unlock it or buy it through DLC to play as it. It's like, it's not like added later as like a bonus. It's like, it's there from the beginning, but they charge you extra for it, if you get what I'm saying. And there's like a big, like, people get pissed when they find that out. Because they do this thing called data mining. And that's basically where they get the file for the video game. And they just go through all the files and they be like, wait a minute. Well, this is there, this is there, this is there, this is there. What the fuck?
So it's there.
It's there, but they just have it locked through a paywall, basically. Not every game does that, but games do that shit, though.
Funny
enough, there was a game called Street Fighter Cross Tekken that had on this DLC.
Street Fighter Cross
Tekken. Yeah, they had a game where it was Street Fighter versus Tekken, basically. And I never played it, but I heard it sucked. So I don't know if there was a winner, quote-unquote, but the game wasn't a winner.
It was not a hit.
Nah. Because there was supposed to be a sequel because the Street Fighter Cross Tekken game that came out was done in the Street Fighter style. Mm-hmm. But then if that had done well, then they would have did Tekken Cross Street Fighter where it would have looked 3D polygons like Tekken and shit.
Mm.
But that never happened because I don't think that game sold very well. It recently came out, though, that they had started work on it. And I think they said it was like either 20 or 40%. One of them two numbers like that was done. But since that game didn't do well, they just was basically like, well,
scrap it.
Pretty much is what I think they were talking about.
Ah, damn.
So, yeah.
Damn.
So that's how games are nowadays. Like I said, they can put a game out that's not even technically done and just be like, we'll patch it later.
That's cheating.
It is. I mean, back in the day, they would kind of do that with like, they would have revisions. It'd be like arcade games would be like, you know, revision 2 or revision 1.2 or 2.0 or some shit like that.
Mm.
Whereas like whenever they got a new arcade model or like even with games like how they had Street Fighter 2 and then Street Fighter 2 Turbo and Street Fighter 2, the new Challengers, Super Street Fighter 2, whatever, Hyper, whatever. Yeah, they would even do that back in the day.
So that was them just fixing.
Just either, sometimes they would be fixing it. Like, I think Hyper Street Fighter 2 just made it faster. The Street Fighter Champion Edition on Sega Genesis added the boss characters as playable. Super Street Fighter 2 just added whole new characters to it.
So when parents would ask, what's the fucking difference?
There is actually a difference sometimes.
Ah.
We just might not have, you know, had the verbiage to explain it very well.
Okay.
And this is why, unless...
That's a valid question.
Unless you read the video game magazines, which I did. So
who did that?
Me. I knew the differences.
Fuck all that shit.
IGN was a website, but yeah.
Yeah.
The big ones from that I read growing up would be GamePro, Game Informer, Tips and Tricks. Those three for... I'm trying to think. I think there's another one. It's Tips and Tricks, GamePro... Game Informer. I swear there's another one I can't remember now. Those are the big three for me, though. And I mean, Nintendo Power, but I got that every now and again.
Yeah.
read nothing.
It's fine, Peter.
Okay.
That's what I would do. Whenever we went to my grandma, went to the store with my grandma, she'd be buying groceries. I'd be in the magazine aisle reading Game Bro. Oh,
the magazine aisle.
Yeah, they still have them technically.
Where?
At Kroger and shit. They have magazine aisle. They still make magazines, PJ.
Dead ass. Where?
Barnes & Noble even has the big, they got multiple magazine racks there.
I know the one at Easton. No, I didn't know.
Picture One does too. They got magazine. I looked at them last time I was in there when I went and got a Deep Cover and Criterion Deep Blu-rays and shit. I looked at them.
I knew that, like, what is it? Like the National Enquirer.
Yeah, well, that's like that a supermarket tabloid.
Yeah, I didn't know the actual magazine magazines.
Yeah, they still a thing.
Oh.
Yeah. I mean, video game magazines are pretty much non-existent anymore, except for Game Informer. That's the only one I think that survived.
But, the OG.
Yeah, and that's because if you go to GameStop and get the little pro subscription that comes with Game Informers, they send them to you and shit. I think that's probably how it survived all this time. Tricky, like, Pro and all that shit is gone, man.
Damn.
Tips and Tricks, but I think that was one of the first ones.
Damn.
EGM. That's what the fucking magazine I was forgetting. Electronic EGM. Gaming Monthly, nigga. That was the other one I used to get. I forgot about that one. I was like, I know there's another one, man.
Okay.
There you go. EGM.
EGM.
That's a, I ain't thought about that in forever. Unlocked
hidden memories.
Or like, you know the shit I used to do when they had the Scholastic Book Fair.
Yeah.
Go get the big ass cheat code book.
Yes.
Yep.
That was it. Yes. God damn it, Scholastic.
Well, PJ.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. I was telling them about Jack. But yeah, June and Lee Wulan, they helped Jack get onto the boat, defeat the people. Because then Lee comes out and he's like, yo, what the fuck is going there? Like, yo, this dude trying to hop on, he trying to drive the boat. And he's like, you know what? Yeah, fuck it, the motor Mary. Bring your ass on. I'm planning, well, he ain't saying this out loud, but he's like, I'm planning on killing y'all anyway. So fuck it, well, sure. Come on in.
Huh?
Oh, no, actually, I'll take that back. He doesn't let him on. He actually gives him a challenge. He's like, I'll let you on if you could be my nigga Bruce.
Yeah.
Little kickboxer dude from the video game.
Yeah.
Bruce, a big cocky motherfucker. He tried to punch your boy Jack in the chest, broke his fucking knuckles and his, it's just like a little 3D shot of his like hand and his wrist arm breaking.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, what the fuck are you, man? And your boy Jack just steals on him and knocks his ass into the water. So
he got shook. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, you punch a motherfucker and your shit just break. It's like, oh.
What are you made of? Yeah. I would imagine steel is kind of heavy.
Yeah.
You know.
You go punch a metal wall, my nigga. See, as hard as you can, like he probably did. And see, yeah.
No way.
You got to think he probably did that shit full force.
It's light work. Handle my light work. Okay.
So that motherfucker got on the boat because he knocked Bruce out.
Mm-hmm.
And, we were, I think we were laughing about this because June, because there's, like I said, there's a little girl with Jack. And June is like, yo, I could feel that little girl's spirit fading. And I was like, what, like she dying?
Yeah.
Because they always did, instead of just saying she's dying, they'd be like, I could feel their spirit fading, or I could feel their life force leaving their body. They're mm-hmm. fucking dying. Just say that.
Come on. Don't be so politically correct.
They don't even know. They just try to be like, I guess, like was artsy kind of. More like, yes, they're not dying. They're losing their life force. They're not dying. Their soul is just leaving their body.
Croissant.
Their soul.
Yes.
Leaving their body.
Their body. Yeah. Hey. Oui.
Party.
Yeah.
God, they're going more French. Like, we got to quit doing that. They're all leaving.
When we go over there, we're definitely going to get jumped.
Oh, they're going to be whooping our ass with baguettes.
This is how. The baguette. The baguette.
They're going to be two niggas. They talk to shit.
Spaghetti and noodles.
What?
Spaghetti and noodles.
Spaghetti and
the noodles. Right? It's the yeah.
Spaghetti and noodles. Come.
I don't know. It's the baguettes in the croissants. I think of these things when I think of French. Of the French. The French has a certain patois.
What?
In this. I don't know.
PJ unleashed.
Huh?
Say they had British PJ before, now they got French PJ.
Yes, the French. French, she pop. They pop.
Is it soda?
Yeah, they soda pop.
The soda pop.
Yes.
Oh, what the fuck?
C'est liqueur.
What is it?
C'est liqueur.
Oh, the Bicardi.
Yeah.
Superior.
Yes. Yeah, okay.
Oh, they're all gone. They're all gone.
Sorry. France has exited the chat room.
Pretty much.
Sorry.
France has left you a 1-star review.
Ah, it's okay.
Introduced to, I'm thinking it's Michelle. Because I know this is another character that had a daughter in Tekken 3. I'm thinking Julia's the daughter and Michelle is the one in this movie.
Mm-hmm.
Native American woman. that gets her ass beat by Cosby later. I think it's Michelle's. I think Julia's the daughter of Tekken 3.
Okay.
It's been a while.
It's been a while.
But your boy Lee is talking shit. He's like, damn, you know, I guess Kazi is really a bitch. Uh-huh. He ain't get on the boat. Mm-hmm. But then Rizzi says that your boy Kazi is standing over top of a bridge and he jumps down onto the boat.
Ah, yes.
He's like, oh, shit. It's like a thought bubble that we hear. Your boy's like, damn, I shouldn't have sent Nina over to the pier or some shit. Like, I guess he thought he was going to catch the boat at another spot. Mm-hmm. Jermaine's like, nope. Ah. I'm coming right now.
Yeah, I had different plans. Uh-huh.
And I think Kazi is getting ready to go tear some shit up. Oh, no, it's later than that, I think. Because June brings him the locket. Because I guess we didn't mention that. But when they were a kid, our kids in the beginning, and he's talking to June. And when Hihachi comes over there on that bullshit,
yeah,
he rips off the locket. There's a locket with a picture of his mom and him in there. And your boy Hihachi takes it and just flings it. He's like, what the fuck is this weak ass shit? He throws it off. Yeah. But she kept it all this time. And she goes to hand it back to him. Your boy's like, where did you get this type shit?
Yeah, you don't know me? Huh? You don't know about me? You don't know my life?
Yeah.
Bitch, get the fuck out of here. I'm here to kill niggas, okay?
He's like, hey, look. All that shit is cool. I'm glad you saved my shit. I'm glad you give a fuck. But I gotta kill that nigga.
Yeah.
He will die.
Yeah.
He's like, I willingly sold my soul to the devil to kill him. He will die.
That's rough.
Yeah.
That's rough.
Like, how angry you were.
Yeah.
To be like, you can have this shit. I just want to kill that nigga. Give me the power to kill him. And I whatever. It's all gravy out here.
Fuck my afterlife. As long as I'm on Earth, though, I will kill him. Ah.
Is there anybody you think that can make you that angry?
Nah. No way. No.
I was just saying here, I don't think there's nobody, especially in my life now. Like, yeah. I don't think there's anybody that's really like, hey, you wanna give me that soul? So I'm like, no.
No. I'm fine.
I'll just die.
Yeah, no, I can't.
You know, in the game, there's a devil, but there is an angel character, too.
Oh.
They actually showed at the end of the Tekken 2 trailer I showed you, when they show Kazuya standing there, there's like an angel that's like got her arm wrapped around him and shit. Yeah, so there's a devil and an angel. I guess the good side and the bad side. Good versus evil, yeah.
But is the angel ever used?
Yeah, so you can play as the angel. It's pretty much.
I mean, like how the devil was used for the vengeance is like the angel.
That's one thing about even back then, I thought the angel was just there. Like, just as like a counterpoint to that. I don't know what the angel has a fucking ending. I remember.
Wow.
Let's solve a years old mystery real fast.
See how this one works out.
Cause I never did know. And we didn't have Wikipedia where I could just do this shit back in the day. So, and I didn't have a strategy guide. That was the other way you got information.
The strategy.
Strategy guide.
Yeah. The strategy booklet. Booklet. Yeah.
Tekken Wiki. There we go.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. See, there she got there.
Ah, yeah. Okay. Okay.
First appeared in Tekken 2. Oh, well. She's a mysterious being about whom little is known.
Oh.
She fought Devil Kazuya in order to try to save Kazuya Mishima's soul. There you go. I guess that's why she's holding on to him at the end of the thing.
She tried to save him, even though he sold his soul.
Yeah, she's trying to, you know, save his soul, PJ.
Oh.
She want to help the brother. I guess she could say guardian angel. There you go. Maybe that was his actual guardian. I think
that's how that works.
Well, I mean, it's like...
I'm sure that's how it works.
You sold it, but it's like, I'm going to try and get it back for you. It's like, when there's always that the joke that goes around where it's like, you know, you go to get some food and they fuck your order up and the guy's always like, whatever, I'll eat it, it's all good. And the girl's always like, nah, fuck that. We going back. I guess that's the angel. Where he's like, you know, I sold my soul to Dell, ain't nothing I can do. And she's like, no, fuck that. We going to get your shit.
You're going
back
to heaven, all right? Yeah. That's where your destination lies. Ah, I see.
So maybe that's, I guess. Well, wait to explain it, I guess.
I respect that. That's there cool. You know,
like, I would hope you want that. Like, if something,
happened, I would hope an angel, you know,
just come down from heaven and be just like, "The fuck, Peter? The fuck you doing?
You know what you did, right? No. It's okay.
I turned my back for 2 seconds, and you done did some stupid shit. Now I gotta go over and fight this nigga because you out here selling souls and shit."
You right, my bad. Just save me, please.
Just please, just. I'm sorry.
Yes, I am a heathen. No, I'm sorry.
Who am I?
Sorry.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah.
Please don't kill me. Help me. Help you. Why does it keep coming back to?
Oh no.
He's been drinking. I've been drinking.
Done.
We've been drinking. Oh, I'm not done. I got a lot. I got this whole big ass cup. Peace, Jizzle.
Yes.
Oh, in the middle of him telling June about selling his soul to the devil and shit, your girl Nina just like garrote wires this motherfucker from the ceiling. He's choking him out. Yeah. Because June is like, you fucking bitch. Well, she doesn't say, she says you coward, but you bitch. Mm-hmm. And she actually takes the locket and throws it at her and hits her with the fucking locket. And that's how he gets free. Mm-hmm. And then they're about to get into a squabble. But then Anna comes over there and she's like, I see you done fucked up again. I told him you should have just killed your ass.
It's bad. Yeah.
But you know what? I'ma handle this. Put out a bazooka, fired a missile at him, and then ran off when the alarm sounded. And then I guess that's just the end of that night. They survived to live another day. Because the next morning, you get the Shang Tsung. I mean, the
Hatchet speech. Yeah. I see what he did there.
He's giving his opening speech that's just like, hey, look, y'all motherfuckers gonna get planted in each different parts of the island. Y'all gonna fight each other. Whoever wins gonna make it their way over to this big ass tower where I'm waiting. Mm-hmm. And then I will beat the fuck out of you. He's like, but if somehow you manage to win, the control of the company is yours. You get all the money, you get all this shit. He's like, but don't count on that. Yeah. You gonna get your ass whooped.
Come on.
And then Michelle even is like, she bought that action right now, because she like, man, fuck all that. She throws a hatchet up at him. That's what that's called, right?
Yes, thanks. It is.
I didn't know if it's like a hatchet or tomahawk or whatever the fuck they call that shit. Are those the same? Those like the same thing.
Yeah,
right?
Basically. Oh, yeah. Okay.
Well, she throws that shit up at him. And just to show that he ain't no punk bitch, not only does he dodge it, he like catches it with his teeth, and then chomps down on it so hard that he destroys the metal part.
Thought you could fuck with me? Nah.
And of course, she's like, oh. Yeah. And he's like, hey, I just told you, make your bitch ass way to the tower, and then I will whoop your ass. Yes.
You got to get through all these niggas first, okay? After that, I'll gladly lay these hands on you.
I will beat the fuck out of you.
Yes.
So the tournament begins, PJ. And you get a couple extra characters here that you get to see for a quick second, because Kazuya, the first fight he has is with a guy I never knew how the fuck to pronounce his name, even in the game. It's like Baek, B-A-E-K, is the character he fucks up in this scene. Baek.
I didn't know that was him.
Do you know who Baek is? Baek?
I know the name. I just don't know.
He was an unlockable character. I ain't think, oh, if you don't know that one. Yeah. No. You had to beat at least once then. Well, no, it had to be more than once. I forget who unlocked first when you beat. It's been so long.
Shit.
Was it Prototype Jack that unlocked first?
See, it might just be like Mortal Kombat where I did and I just didn't.
It's been years. Over a decade, probably.
Yeah.
But Baek gets his ass beat. And then Michelle is fighting Ganryu, big sumo wrestler. She defeats his ass.
Ah, yeah, this nigga. Yeah, okay.
And then you realize there's a whole control room, and your boy Lee is watching everything go down, got his little tech workers typing away on the keyboard, and he's like, yeah, they just don't know. Ain't none of them making it to that tower. I got something for that ass.
So mine. Yeah.
Oh, and then he also sees, I guess, because they're saying like, hey, Subject 5 has left the party. Subject 6 has also left. And you're like, oh, they making a move. Yeah, I get
that
shit. But yeah, we gonna really get this action popping now.
Yeah.
June goes to confront Kazuya. So she's going about to go off the door over into his course. And then Lee just completely infiltrates the cave. He's like, he's off course like a motherfucker. Because he does like some little splinter cell type shit to get inside the cave. But there was one guy lurking around that corner he didn't see. And before he can get his ass sprayed the fuck up, Jack comes up out of the water, grabs the guard, throws him so hard into the rocks that his fucking head explodes and they show blood. And I remember as a kid being hype about that because I was a violent ass kid.
Yes.
And he tells him, he's like, hey, look, you helped me out to get on the boat. So, and I helped you not die. So we even.
Yeah, remember that shit.
And so they're infiltrating the cave together because he tells him that he's looking for Dr. Baskanovich because he needs to save the little girl's life. And that's why Jack is there in the first place.
Mm-hmm.
And after this, you just immediately cut to Kazuya beating the fuck out of Michelle. And he keeps telling her, like, yo, stay the fuck down. You're not going to win. Right,
come on.
And so she jumps at him again, and your man hits her with like a three piece.
Mm-hmm.
He uppercuts her, and while she's in the air, he punches her in the chest, and then he kicks her in the fucking chin, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And then she hits the ground again. And she's like, I gotta defeat you.
Mm-hmm.
I gotta kill Hachi for what he did to me.
Mm-hmm.
Baby, you find out he I don't know why, they don't say why he did it, but probably because he's evil. But he burned down her village, and then her parents, of course, ended up dying in the fire. So all her people are dead, and she wants revenge.
He said, look, I'm gonna kill him for you. Just stay the fuck down.
He's like, okay? You idiot. You came in here unprepared. You're emotional.
That's it.
You're not thinking straight.
Come on. Huh?
And he's like, I forget the exact line he says, but she's on the ground and beat the fuck up, and he's about to actually axe kick her in the face and probably kill her. He's like, I'll get the revenge for you while you rest in the afterlife or some shit like
that. Yeah, yeah.
You die and I'll get the revenge. You just die though. Yeah. You're in my fucking way.
When you meet in heaven or some shit. Mm-hmm. Like you are hot. Yeah.
And June comes and it's like, for real, nigga? For real? She's not even conscious. Like, you gonna kill her in her sleep? For real? That's what we doing out here?
Hey, he said, defeat everybody. I must defeat everybody. Because I'm going to whoop his ass.
Like, if I got to kill her to get her Hachi, so be it. I told her ass multiple times to get the fuck out of my way.
Stay down.
And she didn't do it. So I'm going to make sure she stay down. And she like, nah, fuck that.
Uh-huh. Time for us to fight.
And while that's going on, yeah, they about to scrap up. Because he's like, oh, okay, well, bring this shit. You in my way now, too. So now you got to get these hands.
Yeah.
And while they're doing that, your boy Lee is like, all right, you know what? Unleash my project. And you find out that he unleashes a bunch of dinosaur-like characters that I thought were supposed to be Alex in the game. In Tekken 2, there's a kangaroo character named Roger, and there's a dinosaur pilot swap type character named Alex.
Mm-hmm.
They both have boxing gloves and shit.
Mm-hmm.
But these dinosaurs don't have boxing gloves, and he calls them Rex. Yeah. So I guess it's like Alex, but it's not. That's just Tekken nerd shit that I'm spewing out there.
No relation.
There you go.
Ah.
So they're out there and they're about to start fucking everybody up. But we don't find that out yet because you cut back to Jack and Lee Wulong and they end up fighting a bunch of P-Jacks or prototype Jacks.
Ha ha. Ha.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
In the game, it's P-Jack. You don't say prototype. It's P-Jack.
P-Jack.
Yeah. P-Jack. That could be your rap name. P-Jack.
P-Jack.
P-Jack. You jack it for beats.
Ha.
Yeah. But then it's also where you find out, I guess your boy hadn't figured it out yet, but he finds out here that your boy Jack ain't human because he gets a gash on his hand. He sees the mechanics. It's like, yeah, duh, bro.
You thought? Yeah, I mean, for real?
Like, all the shit he doing. Like, he done dude punched him in the chest and broke his fucking arm at one point. And then at one point, to get through the door into the laboratory that they're sneaking into, he used eye lasers. And your boy's like, what the hell is that? Like, you dumb bastard.
You couldn't tell something was wrong? You didn't think this was a Transformers world we were living in?
He just looked at him. He's like, you dumbass nigga. What did you think I was doing? You know, the funny thing about it is that even though he's a robot, whoever's doing the voice for Jack is actually one of the better voice actors, even though he's doing a robot voice.
True. Yes.
You know what the thing is Jack's voice acting is fine.
Mm-hmm.
Lee's even is cool.
Mm-hmm.
Hihachi's is hype because that motherfucker just like, yeah, fuck all you.
Yeah, yeah. He wants all the smoke. Yes.
Everybody's kind of is iffy. Everybody, like, even Kazuya has lines where it's like, you can tell he's just kind of like somebody holding up a cue card like, I will defeat you, father. Because we kept saying that during the movie. Every time he's a father.
Yeah.
Father. And the way father. He said that every time was funny.
Father. Father. Yeah. Something like
father.
That.
Father. Father.
Father.
Father. Hihachi just like, yeah, you go fuck with me? You think you'll fuck you. You die now.
Who do you think you are?
But before the dinosaurs get killed, June and Kazuya, she senses them. I guess he doesn't, which is surprising, but because he's like, can you sense them? It's like, you can't? I thought you were like the big bad motherfucker, but they sense them. And at first they start getting their ass, well, at least him anyway, they're fucking Kazuya. Because at one point they even like double teaming where they sandwich his ass, where like they both headbutt him from the front and the back and he just like spurts out blood and shit. And then Lee's just in there laughing his ass. So he's like, yeah, you ain't making it to Hihachi, bitch. I got your ass.
Yeah.
But then Hihachi is meditating and like Kazuya's on the ground fucked up. And he's like, he's saying something and Kazuya like wakes the fuck up. And he's like, he gets that mojo. And one of the dinosaurs is about to come in for like the killing, like little death blow. But he grabs the upper part, lower part of his mouth, and he like rips his fucking mouth open all the way where the jaw is like touching his stomach and shit.
Mm-hmm.
And then he like punches the other two dinosaurs so hard that like this blood flying out their head. And there's another dinosaur that just basically backs the fuck up. It's like, yeah, I don't want none, bro. You got it, bro.
I'm just camouflage my way on out of here.
Yeah, they got active camouflage. So they just like go invisible. Like, I'm out. Fuck. Nope. Fuck this.
Mm-hmm. This is not what I signed up for.
And your boy Lee, of course, is salty because that means his project is a failure because his shit is running away.
And then he kills everybody in the room, right?
Not yet.
Oh.
While that's going on, Nina and Anna, the two sisters, they're facing off. They're talking shit.
Mm-hmm.
And then one of the dinosaurs comes up behind Anna and kills her ass, too. I meant to say that before. So Anna dead. Like I said, that's not canon because Anna's in the other games.
Okay.
Zoom tight. Thank you. Fuck. That would not
Play come. Sneeze.
At you.
Yeah.
But they beat the dinosaurs. They get to June and Kazuya are the ones that end up getting to the tower, of course.
Mm-hmm.
And Lee steps out. He's like, you know what? You ain't fighting Hihachi, bitch, because I'm going to fight you. And when I'm done with you, you ain't going to be able to fight Hihachi. I'm going to beat that ass. Uh-huh. And then Lee gets mopped the fuck up. Like, he's nothing. He gets jobbered out.
Little boy.
Little bitch. You thought. Yeah. And he gets treated like a little bitch because he gets beat the fuck up to the point where Hihachi just comes out. He's like, man, look, we just going to fight. Because your man Lee is like, nah, nah. I got this, pops. You ain't got to worry about nothing. And your boy Hachi backslaps that nigga so hard that he slides across the ground on the top of his fucking forehead. Like, he skirts across.
Sit the fuck down.
Pretty much. Not even sit the fuck down. Like, your face is skirting across the ground, nigga. Like, you just go away. Yeah. And then Hachi and Kazuya start fighting. Mm-hmm. And Kazuya is getting fucked up at first, anyway. And then PJ... Your boy Lee is super salty, and that's when he marks all the people at the computers, sets to self-destruct, because he says, I'm not going to get the motherfucking Mishima shit, the conglomerate. Mm-hmm. None of you motherfuckers will. Mm-hmm. Everybody dying on this island with me tonight. There's
always one hating ass nigga.
There's always got to be a hater in the midst somewhere.
That's unfortunate.
Everywhere. Work, school, life, home, and sometimes. Haters everywhere.
Haters everywhere we go. Yes.
In this case, it's his stepbrother is the biggest hater.
Yes.
Self-destruct. Oh, Kazuya is getting fucked up. And I think Hihachi is about to really like put the death blow Kumo D's ass. But June steps in. And that's where that clip we played earlier comes from, where he was telling June why he did what he did and all that shit. We played it already, so you already know.
Come on. Yeah. Come on. Treachery. Okay? That's why.
This is treachery.
Yes.
But... at the end of that little speech, you saw the self-destruct actually like gets to zero and Lee blows the fuck up, which again is not canon because, well, was Lee in Tekken 3 or Tekken 4? Oh.
That's the only thing. Yes.
Okay. I'm about to say past Tekken 3. I've never played Tekken 4. Yes, I have. I own Tekken 5. I just never played it much. Tekken 5, I played the fuck out of on PSP. Tekken 6, I played a little bit of. Tekken 7, I beat the story mode. So it's like Tekken 4, I don't know much about. I played it in arcade. That's the
in-between for you.
Because that came out on PS2 at the time I had an Xbox. So couldn't play it. I was playing Dead or Alive 3. Okay. And Deception and shit.
Yeah.
But the island is blowing the fuck up now. And now you got the cool little fight background with explosions and fire and all that shit. It looks like a final boss fight room. Mm-hmm. But before you can get to that, your boy Jack Lee and Dr. B and the girl, they're trying to get the fuck out because shit is exploding all around them. But the island's going into lockdown and shutting doors. They're trying to protect equipment and shit, I guess. And so they're like, oh, we're not going to make it. We're way too far away. Your boy Jack gets his track star on, uses his back to prop open the door so they can get the fuck out.
Yes.
And then they're like, come on. And he's like, I'm exploding, dude.
Yeah.
Like, his arms and biceps are just exploding blood and shit. And he's like, just get the girl and get the fuck out, please.
Come on, man. I got you through the submarine. What else do you need?
Look, I'm going to die. So get the fuck out. And he ends up, the door comes down, like smashes him and cuts him in half.
Yes.
And before he dies, he like watches them get away. It's just like little view camera screen shit is starting to fade away. And he's like,
the POV shot.
There you go. Yeah. He's like, it's fine. Next time I see you, I will be human.
Ah, yes.
And of course, as he's dying, the little girl is upset. She's like, no, daddy, no. So I guess she looked at the jacket as her dad. So she just watched her dad die in front of her. Horrible. Ah, cut in half.
Yeah.
Arms and biceps exploding everywhere.
This is a trauma-filled movie.
Yeah, PJ, explain that before we get to the movie. What would you say? What you talking about?
I don't know. That shit, the shit with the sisters.
The sisters.
The shit with the...
Because at one point, Nina says, I guess, because Anna, I think, one of them said something to antagonize the other. It's like, you probably killed our father, didn't you?
Yeah. Then the shit with...
getting thrown off a cliff.
The shit Michelle, with her.
Her
parents getting...
fucked up.
Yeah, it's like everybody just got fucking trauma. Like, damn.
Trauma, the motion picture.
Ah, literally.
It's not even black trauma this time either.
Ah.
Usually what
we're
talking about.
Yeah.
But... like I said, final boss fight scene is happening. Your boy Kazuya, pretty much, like I said, we got to wrap this shit up because we had like 50-something minutes. He just beats the fuck out of Hihachi real fucking quick.
Mm-hmm.
But right when he's about to kill Hihachi this time, June stops him and is like, hey, look, you do this, the devil going to take over.
Mm-hmm.
It's already in your body now. Mm-hmm. You need to quit doing this shit. You just let it go. You survived. I'm about to give you some pussy. You don't know that yet.
Come on.
We going to go back home. You going to have a son. Everything will be all right. Don't kill him. Kill him. You kill him. You get no pussy and no son.
Mm.
So, what you want to do?
Well, I can't do that. You know,
it's like, but
it's the gangster in me.
I mean, I want to kill him though. But it's like pussy.
Ah.
Think about that, won't you?
Ah.
It's like, all right, I won't kill him. And then because he doesn't do that, she's basically, I guess, the angel in this scenario. She expels the bad out of him because he doesn't do that, and he gives up on his revenge and all that. The devil leaves his body. I guess you could say he got his soul back.
How nice.
You think? We'll talk about it.
Yeah, I don't think it happens like that. Whatever.
Because, oh, actually, the thing that really fucks him up, too, even more than that, is that he's actually, as she's saying all this shit, he has her in a chokehold.
Ah.
She's like, if me and my death stops you from killing your dad, then I'll take it. I just want to save you. Mm. And then she starts tearing up. And he's like, you're crying for me? You really care that much about me? She's like, I would give my life just to save your soul.
Ah. And that's then it flashes back, right, real quick, yeah, to the childhood shit.
That's when you get, like, the Grinch heart, yeah, three times bigger this year type,
yeah,
shit.
Yeah, yeah.
And he doesn't kill him. Which sucks, because that means I don't get to see the goofy ass, like, throw off the cliff with the weird smile at the end, like the first game. Mm. He just slides off his forearm.
Mm-hmm.
But he lets him live. The mountain starts to collapse. Lee is gathering up all the survivors. That's when you see Yoshimitsu and shit.
Yeah.
Kazuma and Jun hop on there with him. And Heihachi is standing up on the cliff laughing, watching them all go away. And you fade to black. You get a title card that just says, sometime later.
Mm-hmm.
And you find out that, like I said, he got the pussy.
Yes.
They had a son. He looks like he's probably the same age as Kazuya was, or like Jun was in the opening segment.
Yeah.
And then right as she's about to walk off with him, she's just like, so the wind blows.
Mm-hmm.
And she looks around like, huh? And he's like, what's wrong? She's like, nah, just the wind, you know.
Whatever. Let him breeze, yeah.
Probably nothing, which I figure is probably foreshadowing to the fact that Jin, the son, will also have to deal with the devil gene in the video games. But, you know, they don't talk about that, so...
That's genius.
Yeah.
I would have missed that, but...
I got you.
I get it.
Yep.
Okay.
PJ?
Yes.
That's Tekken the Motion Picture.
It's good.
Hour and 30 exactly. You stopped at an hour and 30 exactly. Holy shit.
Yeah, that's good, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
So, PJ.
Yes.
We're going to play promo,
mm-hmm,
maybe advertisements,
mm-hmm,
and we'll come back and tell you what we thought about Tekken the Motion Picture.
All right.
Wow, you look great.
Thanks. It's because I've been listening to the So Wizard podcast.
So Wizard podcast? That's that weekly nerdy movie review and news podcast, right?
That's right, and it's available on iTunes, Spotify, and wherever you get your favorite podcasts. They even have a YouTube channel, too.
Hey, I'm going to go listen to So Wizard Podcast right now.
Four nerds with the weekly podcast and a YouTube channel about movies. Check out So Wizard Podcast today at sowizardpodcast.com.
I can edit that. They don't know what happened. So, PJ.
Yes.
What did you think about Tekken the Motion Picture?
The same thing I thought about the video game.
What's up?
It's fighting.
Yeah?
I can't get that invested in it. I don't know what it is. It's just like it was a movie, I guess.
It was 57 minutes or something.
Like, I'll give it,
What'd you like about it? Trying to break it down for you.
The fighting and the trauma.
That's two things black people usually don't like.
Yeah, right?
Normal ones anyway. Some people do like that shit. I don't like
it. I mean, other than that, it was...
So you like the fighting and you like the drama of it all.
Yeah.
What didn't you like?
I don't know. It might have been a little too... Not drawn out, but I think you have to have...
Damn it, 57 minutes is drawn out.
No, I think you just have to have like... Like you, someone who actually knows about Tekken, it's like easier for you to...
So you feel like watching this like on your own with no knowledge of the game, you can't get full enjoyment out of it.
Yeah, because I would have just would have...
That's crazy to me, because like I said, a lot of it doesn't even follow the fucking video game plot. But like I said, at 57 minutes, they don't got a lot of time. Though. It's like, nigga, go, let's fucking go. And at least I would say almost 10 minutes of that is cutting back to that one same flashback over and over again.
Yeah. It just gets deeper every time.
It's just like, did you get it? Did you get it?
Yeah. The father, huh? You saw what he did there, right?
Did you see that coming? Yeah, it's a lot. I do agree with that. Yeah. That's an annoying thing about it.
It's a 6. Okay. Like it's, you know, it's not bad.
Is that what you gave Heavy Metal?
Damn. I think I might have. Fuck.
Just no, this is, you can tell which animation PJ doesn't like, huh?
What'd I give it?
6.
6, okay.
So, here's a question for you.
Huh?
Tech and the Motion Picture, better than heavy metal.
They're even to me.
You just like not, just can't even. Okay.
Yeah. As for you,
I will admit I didn't like it as much now as I did as a kid. As a kid, this would have been an easy 9 probably for as a kid. Especially in that era of like PS1 and Tekken. Oh my god! Okay. I can't tell you how hype I was when I found that fucking tape at the video store.
Oh my god!
Because like that's how long I've had that tape, nigga. I had the PS1 still hooked up. That's how long it's been. Wow. Yeah.
Okay.
I didn't like it as much. Like I said, because like that happens a lot of times with a lot of these movies. Once I'm actually, when I'm taking notes and really paying attention to a lot of this shit, it's just like, yeah, why do we keep cutting back to that goddamn flashback so many times? Especially with like people that play the game, it's like, I know this already.
Yes,
I don't need it. But then apparently it doesn't work anyway because people like you that don't know the video game that well, it didn't work for you either. So it's like, just get all the shit out there in the beginning flashback and be done with it. Quit cutting back to it every fucking 20 minutes. Yeah. Not even 20, every 5 minutes. Mm-hmm. So that was annoying. I do like the fighting and shit because, you know, it's all violent and everything. Mm-hmm. I like that the characters actually look like the characters, too. Because that was always one thing that bothered me with a lot of things where they have them and they don't look shit like them. Yeah. That's actually more of the live action thing. I think the animated shit, usually they do well. But when you make the live action, that's when shit looks like. What the fuck is that?
Haywire. Who is this man?
Whose man is this?
Yeah.
I honestly, guys, much we talked about the voice acting, but I do love it sometimes because it's so fucking terrible at times. Yeah. It makes me laugh. That's what me and PJ were just laughing. Father. Every time he said that shit. It's like, I wouldn't say it's so bad that it's good because I don't think it's that bad. Mm-hmm. But it's like just dumb enough to be entertaining. Mm-hmm. And it's under an hour. It's
57. So
it goes by quick.
Yeah, it does.
So like I said, I don't like it in the same. As a kid, I just loved it. I would be hyped for it. Now I just watch it and I just laugh at how goofy it is. Mm. And just laugh at Hihachi's fucking hilarious in this movie. Huh. Younger Brent would have gave it like a 9. Older Brent's going to give it probably about 7.
I can see that.
Like I said, I think the video game now, the background gives me a little bit more with it than you did, I guess.
It's a little jump.
Yeah. I enjoyed the fuck out of it. It was funny as hell. But it's not a great movie by itself. Not like the actual Tekken movie where they just did their own fucking plot and that was dumb. That was a dumb movie. That was fun. This is just like a goofy movie that's fun.
A goofy fun movie. There you
but
go.
Not a goofy movie. Or an extremely goofy movie.
Oh shit.
Never saw that one, but I saw the first one.
Extremely, that's one where they skate, right?
I don't know.
And it's like a disco theme. I'm pretty sure it is.
Oh shit. We got segments on this show, everybody.
Goddamn right.
Black History Flashcards, full that ass from the urban intellectuals. You're gonna learn something today, goddamn.
Yes.
P Jizzle.
Yes.
Who we got today?
Frederick McKinley Jones.
Not familiar off top head. What's he doing?
May 17th, 1893 to February 21st, 1961.
Okay.
Technology and engineering.
Ah, okay.
An inventor. Mm-hmm. Throughout his life, Jones held 60 patents, around 40 of them concerning refrigeration. Jones created several inventions for his local area in Holick, Minnesota, including a radio transmitter, a portable x-ray machine, a snow machine to help doctors get around town easier. In the 1920s, Jones started working with motion pictures using scrap metal to convert silent movie projectors into talking projectors. This man's your man's right here.
I'm about to say, yeah.
Formed a partnership with Numero, the head of Ultraphone Sound Systems, to create the U.S. Thermo Control Company, where he developed a refrigeration system called the Thermo King. Through the Thermo King, Jones helped create the transportation of frozen foods and made the U.S. Thermo Control Company a multi-million dollar company.
Damn.
Frederick McKinley Jones.
There you go. And you can see who's front and center in the video? Sub-Zero.
that see, that's plan. Yeah. Goddamn right.
Black history for that ass. Mm-hmm. PJ, you wanted to do the Scarface Mad Libs this week?
I do you this time.
I feel like I did them
last time, right?
Yeah.
You have me? Yeah.
Okay.
All right. An adjective.
Bumpy.
Part of the body.
Dick. Of course. Had to.
Private. Verb.
Punch.
Okay. Person in the room. Female.
Oh, Mia.
Mia.
Yeah, Pulp Fiction poster up there. There you go. Mia Wallace.
First name, male.
Dwayne.
Of course. Part of the body.
Ass.
Of course. That ass.
Color. What color? Black.
Black. Okay. Adjective.
Crunched.
Okay. Occupation.
Janitor.
Is that the correct word?
Or custodian. Whatever.
Adverb.
Hurriedly.
Okay. Verb.
Farting. Or fart.
A noun.
Sink.
Okay. A plural noun.
Cameras.
A verb.
Run.
Run. Noun.
Vacuum.
A noun.
Fuck. Trash can.
And a plural noun.
Shoes.
Nice. All right.
What's the scoop, PJ?
Cocaine.
Yes, sir.
The downside to being up.
Oh.
Okay.
Then it's up.
If it's up, then it's up. Then it's up.
And it's stuck. It's broken.
Okay. There's a good side and a bumpy side to everything in life, even cocaine.
Oh.
Just ask Tony Montana. He's been snorting dick candy for as long as anyone can punch. He'll tell you that coke can make you richer than Mia and more powerful than Dwayne Castro. But Tony knows first about those pretty black lines have a crunchy side too. Sure, he's no medical janitor, but he knows that too much coke can hurriedly affect your health. It can cause sink swings and the inability to farts. And it could turn your brain into cameras. Plus, it can totally run up your sex vacuum and protect and prevent you from having that baby trash can you've always wanted.
Hey, your baby
trash. Listen to Tony and don't do shoes. All right. Cocaine, the downside to being up.
That was a good one. Scarface Mad Libs for that
ass. All right.
When was the first one? I remember having this for a while before we actually used it. What's the date on that, man? March 25th, 2019.
Wow.
I had to bought that shit 2 years, before that, though.
Man. Okay.
PJ.
Yes.
We had fun here.
Yes, yes.
But it's reached that point where I got to give him some info.
And what is that?
If you want to follow us on social media, one of the best places to do that is on Twitter at capital H, capital V, capital H, capital P, lowercase oddcast, HVH podcast on Twitter. That is the main show page. I run that. PJ's on Twitter too, at Paulie PJ, but he don't use it that much. If you want to holler at PJ, where should you do it?
614P underscore music.
Where at?
Oh, Instagram.
There you go. You got music where?
At 614P music. Where? On SoundCloud.
There you go. And we also have an Instagram page, Home Video Hustle Podcast. We have a Facebook page, Home Video Hustle. We have a YouTube page where we put videos up every Wednesday. If you want to know what movie we're talking about on Friday, just watch the video on Wednesday. And there may be other videos popping up around there too. I have ideas. I'll just say that.
Yes.
What else we got here?
We got hoes.
I got hoes.
Yes.
In different area codes.
Area
codes. I ordered it. I got the fucking the BTA2 adapter for this mixer, the Bluetooth adapter.
Meaning.
So if we want to have guests on the podcast, I can just use Bluetooth them through my phone now on the mixer. Whenever I get that part, it should be here for Saturday. Because I recorded with Brendan, I had the wire, the aux cord. But when it's with the aux cord, he can't hear none of the effects or music. But with that piece, it should just be fly.
Oh, so you were pressing buttons, but he couldn't get the
keys. I would have to, whenever I did that, I'd be like, explosion.
so you know what I was doing.
Wow. But I got that piece coming, so if it works the way I want it to, and we can schedule shit with people, like, because what time is it now? It's 3:36 in the morning.
Yeah.
If you can stay up late with your boys, you can guess.
Come on. That's it. We just, you know.
Yeah.
Our schedule is different.
Well, that's the cool thing is that people on this side of the world will be fucked. But if we start fucking with people like Cali or like Texas or something, it's like 3 hours behind. It's only midnight for them.
Boom.
So there you go. Maybe that'll help out.
Yeah.
But I got that coming.
Mm-hmm.
I got lights coming. So the green screen on the videos will hopefully look a lot better. The only thing is we filmed that first month of videos all at once. So they're all going to look like that. But when we film the next ones, they should look a lot fucking better.
Goddamn right.
Patreon page. You can help support the show at patreon.com/homevideohustle. We got two tiers, $1 tier, $3 tier. Extra episodes. full length video recordings of the podcast, you can see the shit that we is before the mics come on and the shit that's after the mics go off.
Yes.
And there's a bunch of shit maybe in between that. I might have edited out the podcast that you get to see in the video. Who the fuck knows? I did take a bathroom break at one point. I don't know what the fuck PJ said.
No, I said some shit.
There you go. Uh-huh. So you can see all the extra shit.
Mm-hmm.
The biggest thing, though, is that you can make us watch shit.
Mm-hmm.
We got $1 tier, you can do it once. $3 tier, you do it for as long as you're a fucking patron. We just, the cycle continue.
Shit. We've been getting through them, too.
Yeah. Let me see. What episode is this? Was the next one Patreon?
Already.
No, it can't.
Because we just did one.
It can't be. There's one week in between, and then there's Patreon.
Okay.
Because hold on, let me see. It was Heavy Metal, yeah. Repulsion, this. No, the next one is the Patreon movie. Because there is a special episode coming out. I think I'm going to do it the first week of September. Okay. I got an episode already recorded with somebody. People have been asking about. That's all I'm going to say.
Ah.
But let me see. Patreon. Oh, TeePublic. We got merchandise on TeePublic. If you want a face on your body somewhere, mm-hmm. you can get t-shirts and all kind of other shit over at TeePublic.com. Just type in Home Video Hustle or HVH Podcast in the search bar.
And we're still busting big nuts all 2021.
Damn right. That's really why PJ wasn't here last
week. See? Ha, ha, ha. No.
I'm fucking with you.
I was saying, usually that's correct. But no, I was actually getting my son.
Now, see, now he's like, no, this is serious.
I'm no,
like,
that was it.
I got my son back.
Yeah, goddamn right.
What you going to do after this?
What am I going to do after
this? Oh, damn it, never mind. He didn't catch it.
Ah.
So you're supposed to say, bust a big nut.
Oh, shit. Ask me again.
What you going to do after this, PJ?
Bust big nuts, okay?
Oh, there you go. We have fun here, folks.
Yes.
But, PJ,
mm-hmm.
I think that's everything I need to tell him, right?
Mm-hmm.
I ain't missed none, right?
Mm-hmm.
I got one thing left to tell him then, I guess.
And what is that?
I'm Brent.
And I'm PJ. Huh. DJing all 2021, all 2020.
Oh, I got it now too.
Yeah. What did COVID teach you how to do? Bring back old skills, huh?
Yeah. Happy rest of your Friday. Happy rest of whatever the fuck day you listen to this on. If you want to watch Tech in the Motion Picture, you can be like me and find the VHS tape.
Mm-hmm.
Or you can just go to YouTube.
Ah.
It's there in full. That's how we watched it. Even though I had to tape,
mm-hmm.
the VCR just doesn't like... My new TV does not like old shit.
Yeah.
So I can't plug it up. And instead of going upstairs, we just said, fuck it, just pull up YouTube. I'm sure it's on there. And what was the first thing that popped up when I typed in Tugging Motion Picture? The Motion Picture.
Yeah.
So it's on there if you want to check it out. It's only 57 minutes. It goes by quick.
Yes, it does.
That's one thing, even though you didn't like it, you had to admit it did went by quick.
It did. It wasn't dragging. It was
It just wasn't... There was no plot, really. I mean, the plot just wasn't very involved, I guess.
And you know the plot.
And I know the stories of the game. Like I said, slightly different than the game.
Yeah.
So, yeah. But it's on YouTube if you want to watch it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even think the DVD... I don't think any of the versions of it is in print anymore, so fuck them. That's how I feel anyway. If you ain't gonna keep the shit in print, then fuck you. I watch this on YouTube.
Fuck it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Fuck
you
it.
Want me to buy your shit? You want me to watch your shit legally? Mm-hmm. Put it on fucking video, you bitch.
How about that?
Motherfuckers.
Yeah.
But yeah... Next week, though, man.
I'll see.
I'm fucking worried.
Am I going to like this?
That shit's 2 hours, too.
Oh, shit.
Oh, okay. Fucking patrons, man.
Ah, you know, I love it.
Everybody says it's a classic. Everybody says it's great. Everybody says it's wonderful. We going to fucking find out.
We going to find out.
So until then,
mm-hmm.
peace.
Peace.
Thank you.